Magandang umaga sa'yo, Rai.
Good morning, Aneline.
For those who still don't know about Phil Oz Art, tell us how and when did Phil Oz Art started?
Well, firstly, Phil Oz Art is our creative organization po that harnesses different talents and different people, individuals young and old, who have the same love or who share the same love and passion for the performing art. Nagsimula po ito officially, actually, around 2012 when we did a production of this play called Her Son Jose Rizal. The job was given to Tita Ferdy to direct that particular project po, and it was pretty successful sa Central Coast. And then we already have parang that network of actors, of singers, and dancers, ganyan. And then in 2014, si Tita Ging and Tita Ferdy, our creative directors in the Phil Oz Art, have started a sequence or series of workshops for young people. So from there, pag bigay ng a few workshops, acting workshops, ako po yung nabigay ng some music and performance workshops sa mga bata. And then from there, we thought na, kasi every time ginagawa nila ang workshops, meron kaming ginagawang parang showcase o parang performance to signify that we have completed a specific workshop. And dun sa performance na yun, medyo naging malaking project siya talaga kasi na-involve yung mga families, and nakakuha kami ng maraming support from friends as well, from other actors in Phil Oz Art. And then after nung successful show na yun, we called Wait For It, which is like a musical theater concert, we thought na why don't we make this official na theater group. Yun nga po. Then nilaunch, nagkaroon ng a few meetings, and then na-incorporate yung grupo na kilala ngayon as Phil Oz Art.
So for how many members na ang meron sa Phil Oz Art?
More or less, we have around 30 the members. We have 12 young people at the moment.
Right, hindi lang mga singer and dancers yung mga kinukuha ninyo kasi sabi mo nga, it's a creative organization.
Yep.
So, ano yung background ng mga members ninyo?
Primarily po talaga theater, so acting, and then very well tied up siya with dance as well. So, kumbaga na sa akin, naka-allocate yung music part. Pero within the group, meron din po kaming photographers, we also have script writers and songwriters, meron din kaming visual artists. So it's a variety of different forms, types of art.
So kumbaga ito yung mga bumubuo ng isang production.
Yes.
Talaga.
Opo.
I know, just like you mentioned, for the past 2 years, you've done a couple of show, and last year, I think, you did a gig. But what's in store for Phil Oz Art? Aside from officially launching the group and letting the community know of Phil Oz Art's existence, is there any upcoming shows or performance?
Yes, we have a few projects that we are planning that are parang on the lineup that we are really preparing, and we're asking for a lot of support para syempre maka-push through siya. Lots of creative things coming from our young people. So we're looking into creating our own original projects this time. And when I say original, talagang kumaga composed siya from the artistic perspectives and endeavors nung ating young individuals sa grupo. So far, ganun po yung pinaplano namin at the moment. At the same time, we are planning to conduct workshops for the community po. So this is ideally open siya for anybody at all na interested in music, in dance, in theater, in photography, in art, in script writing, even martial arts meron po kami. So ganun po ang pinaplano namin for the next few months, or ideally this year sana mag-take place siya lahat.
At hindi lang to para sa Sydney?
Oo naman po. Although maganda kung you're within the area, di malapit lang puntahan. But meron din kaming mga plano siguro to go interstate. Kung mabibigyan ng opportunity, why not, diba po?
Aside from your youth members, you mentioned that you have adults. Do the adults also perform during performances, or they just do the mentoring and coaching?
They do both. But even if sometimes they're not on stage or they're not on screen, they're normally po yung they are working behind the scene. Lots of writer, lots of multimedia people who work behind it. Tapos meron din po kaming projects na naka-line up as well involving both the adults and the kids.
Makikita natin silang mag-perform yung mga adults.
Yes, definitely po. We have stuff prepared for that.
Right, it's no secret that there are a lot of youth-oriented groups and organizations in Sydney. And as one of the senior youth member and as a musical director of the group, what's the difference of Phil Oz Art from the others? And how would you encourage the youth, specifically the Filipino youth, to come and join Phil Oz Art?
Right. Well, Phil Oz Art po is, I believe we are pretty unique somehow dito sa locality na namin sa dito sa Australia, because our projects are driven po by our motivation to parang to create a voice or to start a dialogue for the issues that the young people, especially of today, face. We tackle issues and we use the arts, we use the performing art para we can deliver strong messages about issues like depression, issues like bullying, broken families, and things like that. So gusto naming gumawa ng awareness o parang magbigay mulat sa lahat na these issues are not new and they are existent and they need attention. They need some focus pa from our community, from family being yung kumbaga yung ating first sources of everything, and para magbigay ng linaw sa mga issues. And we're not proposing solutions, absolute solutions all the time, but gusto namin mabigyan siya ng attention through us creating these pieces of work.
So it's like giving awareness and responding to social awareness.
Yes, because a lot of these issues, they happen because they're not given enough attention, they're not giving enough time and focus. So if we discuss teenage pregnancy, for example, very openly, or as important as drug use, diba? Siguro somehow makakagawa tayo ng konting impact or difference in that aspect of things.
Mm. At na-enhance yung skills and talents ng mga
at the same
grupo.
Time. Mm-hmm. At the same time. So, yung mga bata na hanap din nila or nakukultivate nila whatever they have, whatever talent they have in singing, in dancing, in writing even po. Kasi they've started writing their own materials na rin lately.
Mm. Rai, lastly, para dun sa mga gustong sumali to know more about Phil Oz Art, how they can contact you.
All right, for everybody who is interested to get to know us and to somehow get to know what we do and how we do it, or even join the group, join our workshop, you can visit us on www.philoz-art.com, or you can like our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/philozart. Yan. So pwede niyo kaming bisitahin dyan anytime.
Thank you very much, Rai Manaloto, Musical Director of Phil Oz Art.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.